Ilu ilu hotzianu hotzianu mi mitraim hotzianu mi mitraim dayenu.
Welcome to Podcasting for Pesach. This is Rabbi Rosenblatt together with
Rachel Lewinsky.
And our special guest is
Richard Wood.
Richard Wood, back again for preparing your kitchen for Passover. So we're actually going to do this a little bit backwards. I'm going to start with the hardest things to make kosher, and then we'll sort of go back to some of the more garden variety things. Okay, what if I'm a big barbecue fiend, Richard, and I want to make my grill kosher for Passover? What do I do?
Buy a new one. Just kidding.
I think, by the way, Rachel likes to complain that we don't give her the answers ahead of time, but I think she got this one right. But Richard, really? Will you explain?
So this is like a barbecue grill or?
Yeah, I don't know any other kind. We're not talking about the George Foreman grill here.
For a barbecue, you can lay a coal on top, turn the barbecue on high, and you'll see that the coal will change color and it'll turn white. Once it turns white, then you know that you have done a complete libun and the grill has been kashered.
Okay, so Richard is a kashrut expert, and right now he's talking like a kosherizing expert. I'm going to translate this for y'all at home. Okay, what he means is that take your grill box. Let's say you got a Weber, you've got a Grill King, I don't know what you got, a Broil King. You take the box. First of all, disconnect the propane tank, the propane tube. If you connect to gas from the home, disconnect that. Then load up the entire grill box with Kingsford coals. Light them till they get red hot. Then put your grates on top and then add more coals until the whole thing is one huge piping hot 800 degree mess. And then once all of that has gotten white hot, then it's kosher.
And then you have to clean it.
Forget clean it. It's going to be warped and broken and never be the same again. Trust me. I think Rachel was right.
Buy a new one.
Okay, so that's the first one. Second thing is, it has become very vogue, very chic to go, if you have an electric grill top, to go with these solid pieces of glass, solid glass grill top. How do I make that kosher for Passover?
Well, Rabbi, you like to ask controversial questions.
Look, people live with what they live with. These are the questions I get. These are the questions we need to answer.
So as you know, there's a debate between the poskim, between
rabbinic authorities,
between the Beit Yosef and also the Rama. If you can kasher glass, or even if it requires kashering in general. So, saying that, the easiest way to kasher a electric stovetop is to turn the elements on high and let them glow for roughly 20 minutes. First of all, actually, the first thing to do is to clean it. Then turn the elements on high, and you should also pour boiling water from a kettle onto the surface, because the surface areas between the elements is not going to be kosher.
And so, just to be clear, you know, I've cooked on some of those cooktops before. And as opposed to like a metal grate cooktop, your pot slips around a lot there. And so you have to be really careful to make sure you've gotten both the element part and the interior
surface
parts, the non-heating places. And so you kosherize both of them separately. The elements, you just turn them on high for half an hour or so. And for the spaces in between, those are the kashrut is applied there or executed by boiling hot water.
Okay. And also, the last thing to remember when doing any kashering is that the whatever piece of equipment is should not be used for 24 hours beforehand.
Okay, good to know.
I would just buy a new one again.
We're all not that wealthy.
Just seems a lot easier.
Yeah. That's why everyone... Anyway, let's... moving on. A standard cooktop. The good old gas variety.
Okay, so for a gas stovetop, what I would do is I would go and buy heavy-duty aluminum foil, and I would wrap that. You have two grates, one at the back and one at the front, and I would wrap each side, so maybe a couple of times, so that it's fairly tight on there. Also, because you don't want the gas to burn through, turn it on high and let it and that's also going to heat up for about 20 minutes. The only thing is you have one thing you have to keep in mind is that whenever doing a kashering like this, it is going to discolor your grates. So the other thing you can do is also go and buy grates that you keep, especially for Pesach.
Right, those are usually probably also expensive. Now, a heavy-duty aluminum foil will not... I mean, when I use regular-grade aluminum foil, I don't know whether it burns or whether it evaporates or I don't know what happens, but it's not... There's nothing left there.
If you put... I did it a few months ago in a hotel. And I put about 3 layers on, and it lasted the whole time.
Right. And just so everybody understands, the idea is that you're trying to reflect back the heat. When you put a big stock pot of mushroom barley soup, which is going to be chametz, on top of your stove, there's a lot of heat which is reflected back from the pot back onto the grate. But when you just kosher, when you just turn it on with empty space above, that heat doesn't properly reflect back. So what you're trying to accomplish with that aluminum wrapping is to get the heat to reflect back. Also, I noticed at Home Depot you can buy sheets of aluminum, which also are good for a blech, for Shabbos. That'll have to be a separate podcast, but those also work well to reflect back. Also, if you don't have any of those, I guess in a pinch, you can use like a really big stock pot that covers the entire grate. That will also work to reflect back that heat. And I would put water in. There's no reason not to put water in it while you're heating it up. It doesn't have to be naked metal on doing that. Okay, well, Richard, now here I think we're going to have a disagreement. Microwave. What's BCK's policy on the microwave?
So there are basically three steps to kashering a microwave. First of all, it shouldn't be used for 24 hours before. It should be thoroughly cleaned. First of all, it should be thoroughly cleaned. Then it shouldn't be used for 24 hours. Then you should heat a container of water for roughly 3 minutes so that it steams up in the microwave. And you have to do that a couple of times in different places. And also the glass table rotates, our policy is that you have a separate one for Pesach.
Okay, well, I'm going to say I disagree with that scenario. I think microwaves actually can't be made kosher for Passover, but I have a different solution. I agree with the cleaning bit. That's always a good policy. But I would just double wrap everything you put into the... into your microwave, cut a little piece of cardboard that you put on the bottom, on top of that plate, and then put everything into two paper bags at a minimum, and you can heat in your microwave. That creates a double-sealed scenario, which prevents the transmission of any chametz, and I think that's an easier approach for the microwave. Or there's a Lewinsky approach, which is...
Buy another one.
Okay, thank you for joining us for this episode of Podcasting for Pesach. Ilu ilu hotzianu hotzianu mi mitzrayim hotzianu mi mitzrayim dayenu day dayenu day dayenu day dayenu 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 day dayenu day dayenu day dayenu 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 day dayenu.